It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On this weekend edition of Prophecy Today, we focused mostly on the potential of a preemptive strike by Israel on Iran's nuclear program because they're developing a weapon of mass destruction. Many of our broadcast partners spoke to the issue. For example, we talked to Bob McGinnis in Washington. He talked about the chief of the Mossad coming into D.C. for some secret meetings with people at the Defense Department and, of course, the U.S. military. Leon Panetta, who is the Secretary of Defense, he made a statement that indeed the Iranian nuke could be up and operating this year. He believes that Israel could strike sometime in the spring, April, May, or June. And he has told everybody, and in fact the entire administration, saying the United States is concerned about a preemptive strike by Israel on the Iranian nuclear program. In our Middle East News Update, we talk with David Dolan, Ya'alon. He is the Minister of Strategic Planning in Israel. He said at the Herzliya conference earlier this week that indeed Israel could hit any target in Iran, and of course he's talking about those nuclear targets. The Israeli Defense Force, David told us, is prepared for such a strike. They've been doing that preparation for the last couple of years. And Ehud Barak, the Defense Minister of Israel, said that the time is short for this strike against Iran. That's a change of tone as far as the defense minister is concerned. Dr. Rob Congdon, bringing us information about the European Union, says the European Union is implementing within weeks tough sanctions on Iran. And he said that some of the European Union leaders are saying that Iran had not better have a weapon of mass destruction. If we need to strike militarily, we have to do that. Well, you can listen to all of these conversations with our broadcast partners at prophecytoday.com. prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, radio when you want it at your convenience. Go to our website and re-listen to these conversations with our broadcast partners. It'll give you new insight. In light of these reports, I want to talk about the prophetic passages in God's Word that shed light on why these things are happening today, pre-written history by the ancient Jewish prophets. Interestingly, there is a phrase used in the book of Daniel, chapters 11 and 12, that I think we need to draw our attention to. Daniel pre-wrote history for what it looks like that is happening today. The phrase I'm talking about is at the time of the end. Now, that phrase is used four times in chapters 11 and 12. Daniel 11:35 the first time, Daniel 11:40, and then in chapter 12, verses 4 and 9. At the time of the end is defined, actually, when we look at Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. And it says, and at the time of the end, and then it lays out a prophetic scenario. Now, you can look at the text. It talks about the king of the north, the king of the south, and him. That would be the three personalities at the time of the end. Early on in chapter 11 of the book of Daniel, we find out, starting in verses 5 all the way to verse 20 of Daniel 11, we find out the king of the north would be geographically what we know as Syria today. The king of the south geographically would be Egypt. And then when you come over to chapter 11 and verse 36, it talks about the willful king, and he will do everything in his own will, having no respect for any other gods, using blasphemy against the Most High God, etc., etc. That is referring to the Antichrist. For chapter 11, starting there in verse 36 to verse 45, we see he, his, and him, those pronouns used 14 times, and it's basically talking about the Antichrist. Now, go back to chapter 11, verse 40. And the Antichrist shall be the one that goes after and is under attack from the north, Syria, king of the north, and from the south, king of the south, Egypt. When is that going to happen? Well, after the Antichrist has confirmed a peace agreement, Daniel 9:27, with all of the neighbors of the Jewish people, their enemies in essence, who want to destroy them, he leaves there and goes into Rome, Italy. That's chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. And there he establishes a false religiosity, ecclesiastical Babylon, essence. Now, what I want you to understand is that the Antichrist has promised. Now, everybody in the Jewish world thinks that he's the Messiah. He has brought peace. They lay down their weapons. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verses 8 and 11 say it will be at a time at peace when the Jewish people are thinking they're dwelling safely in the land, because the Antichrist, this false Messiah, they will have accepted, and they say, hey, the kingdom is here. We have our Messiah. He has returned. Well, that's not the case. And when Syria from the north and Egypt from the south attacks Israel, the Antichrist over in Rome, look at verse 41 of Daniel 11, he rushes quickly back into the glorious land. He goes to the north, wipes out Syria, comes down through Ammon, Moab, and Edom, doesn't touch it. That's the location for Petra. He's not going to touch the place God has prepared to protect the Jewish people. Goes into the south, verse 43, and he takes care of Egypt. He turns around, and then notice the next in verse 43, it's Libya. Now, wait a minute. Are those nations on the radar screen? Syria, Egypt, Libya? Hello, the answer is yes. They are on the radar screen. They are actively involved in having regime changes. And the radical element is coming to power in Syria, Egypt, and Libya. But notice verse 44. It says that the Antichrist hears tidings out of the east. When you go over to Ezekiel chapter 38 in verse 5, we see who that is out of the east. Persia. Now, until 1936, Persia was Persia. But in 1936, they changed the name to three different nations, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. In fact, Iran still speaks the Persian language. All of these things happening as we look out at our world today. At the time of the end, Daniel defines that phrase. At the time of the end, there are other nations that are going to join with them. They're found in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. These nations align, form a coalition, come against the Jewish state of Israel at the time of the end. My dear friend, with every single report on this broadcast today, with all the news that we read and hear across the world, we understand these nations are forming against the Jewish state of Israel. Syria, they're going to have a radical element that will lead them in the future. Egypt, when the Muslim Brotherhood comes to power, they will be a radical element who wants to eliminate the Jewish state. Libya, now they already are forming a Islamic Republic there in Libya. Plus Iran, we know exactly what they want to do. They've developed a weapon of mass destruction, or in the process of doing it, to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. The Israelis say no way will they allow that to happen. All the nations ready to move against Israel at the time of the end. But before that, the rapture. Having said everything else I've said on the broadcast today, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...